Section 4. You will hear part of a lecture on photography. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40.
Pause the recording for 1 minute.
Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Last week, we focused on the creative side of photography, composition, etc. But this week, it's time to get a bit more technical. Today, our focus is going to be on exposure. The term exposure simply refers to the amount of light your film is exposed to. Or, put another way, the amount of light you allow to strike your film. A good photographer has got to know two things. One, how much light is required to capture a particular image, and two, how to control the light reaching the film. The former is usually determined by the camera's inbuilt light meter, and the latter is taken care of by means of the aperture and shutter settings. Essentially, exposure time is controlled by opening the aperture and allowing light to pass through it for a fixed duration. Aperture sounds like a fancy word, but in simple terms, it is basically a hole whose size can be varied to allow more or less light to pass through it. Aperture size is described in F numbers, with each F number being half as bright as the previous one. The difference in value between one full F number and the next is known as a stop. The smaller F number, the larger the aperture, and the greater the amount of light being let pass through it. Shutter controls also play a crucial role in determining the exposure for a shot. The shutter prevents light from reaching the film until the instant of exposure when a picture is being taken. Then it opens for a predetermined amount of time, allowing light to pass through the aperture and onto the film. Shutter speed is expressed in seconds or fractions of a second. A one-unit change to the shutter speed is also known as a stop, and a change of one stop to the shutter speed has a similar outcome to a one-stop aperture size adjustment. Overexposure, as the name suggests, occurs when you give your film more exposure to light than is necessary to capture a clear image. Telltale signs of overexposure include pictures dominated by pale or light shades and poor washed-out colours. Underexposure, then, occurs when there is not enough light and produces the opposite result, a dark image with poor detail and shadows. Before we go on to look at how to ascertain the correct exposure settings for a particular shot, let's take a short break.
That is the end of Section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
That is the end of the listening test. In the IELTS test, you would now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet.